man. You better watch what you do, woman, and watch them devils. Good God Almighty. Watch them devils that's trying to block and stop you. Good God Almighty. Or wolves dressed in lamb clothing. Or saints of God, but if you just try God through me. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I am the real McCoy. If you just try God through me, devil and that devil out there that running his and her mouth, I want you to know that your arms is too short to box with God. I said, God is my sponsor, and sweet Jesus is my boss. Ain't but one person you can, one spirit that you can go tell on me, and that's the Lord. Because I'm in the United States of America, and you got freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Good God Almighty, the First Amendment. Now listen to me good. Those of you, that's some of you out here don't even believe in God. Atheists, that some of you don't even believe in God. All you believe in is your riches and your wealth, your money. But I want you to know that money don't shrink and land don't grow. But listen to me good now. This Bishop Uriah, don't get me mixed up with no one else. Money don't shrink and land don't grow. Good God Almighty, the same acre you had 10 years ago ain't grown a tap. That money is out here today for you to get legal, but you got to create the right way to get it. Call me right now, my one day, one way blessing. The system has already created a way legally for you to get some money. Good God Almighty, long as you ain't on welfare and you want to stay on God's fare, long as you're on welfare and then you want to stay on God's fare, all you got to do is call me. Right here, the number is 1-800-399-7353 all over Louisiana. Louisiana is one in Mississippi. Now, those of you right here in Mississippi and Louisiana, this is, these states is from the beginning the most blessed states that have ever been in the Union. And those of you, you're sitting there on that stool of do nothing and let the devil steal your joy. Let the devil tell you lies that you can't be blessed, that you can't be delivered. You got someone in the cell, Bob, and I'm here. I come here on today to let you know the devil is a liar. The telephone number is 1-800-399-7353. Oh, saints of God, I'm the king of all the modern-day prophets. I'm not backing up. I'm sure enough not slacking up. I'm tightening up in the name of Jesus. And if that devil try to block and stop you, listen to me, when you write me or when you call me this morning, I'm going to send you out one of my CDs with me singing my hit song. If you can't help me, please don't stop. Somebody said, who's that singing that song? When I come to Alexandria, I'm going to sing this song. And I'm going to lie to you. With the love of the Lord, Louisiana. I'm on my way to Alexandria.
little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Please call Alpha and Omega Outreach Ministry, 870-692-5939 or 318-484-2500. And bless you.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Everybody say, I'm a saint. All right, then you know what you ain't supposed to be doing. Saints don't fornicate. Not supposed to. I had to qualify that, didn't I? Saints ain't supposed to fornicate. Saints are not supposed to walk in uncleanness, not supposed to have a filthy mind and filthy mouth. Filthy actions. Amen. Now, we're going to get back to the fruit of the Spirit here, but let's deal with this. Amen. He says, let it not be once named among you. Well, Pastor, I just slipped one time. He said, don't let it be named not even one time. Now, he's not trying to deprive us of anything. He's showing us a way of love. Because when you fornicate, you have unclean thoughts and things, you ain't walking in love. Neither filthiness. Oh, my goodness. No foolish talking. Foolish talking. That's words that don't edify. Foolish talking. Crazy talk. Nor jesting. That's uncoarse jokes and stuff, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Paul said, now y'all ought to know this. Didn't he? For this you know. That means he had taught this to him. For this you know that no whoremonger or unclean person hath any inheritance, or covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. Somebody ain't living right, don't you join up with them. I'm not telling you better than anybody else. I'm just saying don't participate. Stay in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, so much blessing come to you. Just keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. But sometimes, you know, Paul had to put this in. Let no man deceive you. You know why he had to say that? Because there were a group of people. There were people that were saying, it's okay now that you say for you to do that. God understand. Oh, that it don't matter. Now you saved by grace. You can live how you want to. Just ask God to forgive you. Paul said, don't let nobody deceive you. It's because of these things, God's wrath will come upon the children of disobedience. See, God's wrath ain't just in the Old Testament. This is New Testament, ain't it? The last time I read there, this New Testament, the wrath of God comes on children of disobedience, children that won't obey. Because if you do these things, then the wrath is going to come on you. And I don't know how that's going to manifest. I ain't studied that out. I don't know how that manifests, but I can tell you it ain't good. Paul was warning them. He says, look here, verse 8. For you were sometimes, or at one time, darkness. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as what? Children of light. Now look at, here's the scripture I want to get to. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Now this is what the Bible say. It would be nice for me to just come here and pep you up every Sunday. Just encourage you to keep going on with God. He's going to bless you, bless you, bless you. But I'm going to tell you, that ain't all the Bible got to say. Paul said, expose these things. It's not to bring condemnation. It's not to bring, you know, hurt. It's not to hurt anybody. But it is so that people will be partakers of God's holiness. And if you're a partaker of God's holiness, then naturally that blessing and all them doors that we could talk about, all them good encouraging things we could say about God will come upon you and overtake you. There'll be blessing you'll receive you ain't even asked for. Opportunities will come to you wasn't even looking for. I'm going to tell you, God wants to bless you, have great desire to do it, but you can't go opposite of the way he wants you to live. Praise God. But it's good. I'm going to tell you, holiness is good. When you live righteously before God, I'm going to tell you, there ain't no limit to what God can do in your life. If you mess up, you ask God to forgive you. And then you make a decision. I ain't doing that no more. I'm going on with God. I'm going to stop this stuff that I've been doing that ain't right. I'm going to live righteously before God because I want all that God has for me. Praise God. See, the fruit of the Spirit will help you determine what is acceptable to God. So if I got joy in me and peace and the love of God and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and self-control, if these things are in me and they're abounding in me, then when I'm faced with situations and circumstances, all I got to do is look inside and see if this circumstance or what I'm getting ready to do, does it violate any of the fruit that's in me? Does it violate anything on the inside of me? I can check with the fruit of the Spirit. Does this follow love? Is this going to produce joy? Is this going to bring peace into my life? Is this going to cause me to be gentle? Am I going to be real ugly? Am I going to be long-suffering? Long-suffering means suffer long, but it also means to be slow to retaliate a wrong. How many of y'all like to get them quick? You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You know, we used to live by that law when we was little. I remember one time, a little old boy hit a girl that was year older than me. He slapped a little old boy. He ain't hurt her. But boy, she popped him good. Pia! And everybody jumped on and said, why you gonna hit that little old boy? He big enough to dish it out. He ought to be big enough to take some of it. I said, but yeah, but he a little old bitty thing. That little old boy ain't hurt you. Why you hit him so hard? He need to learn. If he gonna dish it out, he better be able to take it. I'll never forget that day. Quick to retaliate an evil. Somebody cuss you out, quick just go and cuss back. How many of you ever had your temper get involved and say, now hold on a minute here now. But you know, if you check this fruit of the Spirit there's a way for you to walk in love in any situation without you getting in the flesh. How many of you know that flesh begets flesh? Amen. Now, Romans 5:5 says that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, who's given to us. Amen. Now, these are things that we can know. The love of God is in me. Say, the love of God's in me. That's part of the divine nature. Say it. That's part of the divine nature of God. It's his love has been poured forth into my heart by the Holy Ghost. I've got love in me. I'm going to walk in love because God loves me and I love others. Amen. All right, listen to these scriptures right here. Romans 5:8 says, God shows and clearly proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, died for us. So we can always know that God loves us in any situation. Amen. There's two ways that you can respond to the love of God. You can either receive it or reject it. When we reject Christ, we're rejecting the love and power of God. When we receive Christ, we're receiving God's love and power in our life. 1 John 4:16 says, and we have known, experienced, and believed, we've trusted and relied on the love that God hath for us. God is love. He that dwells and lives in love dwells and lives in God, and God in him. Amen. God placed that love in our heart. Amen. And then we see the mindset of love in 1 Corinthians 13:1-10. I won't read all of those scriptures here, but beginning at verse 4, it says, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious or boiled over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. That means that there's humility in the love of God. The love of God is never haughty or arrogant. Amen. Humility is in the love of God. Amen. Praise God. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. There it is. It's not rude or unmannerly. You see, it's gentle. It's gentle and kind. It's not rude and unmannerly. It does not act unbecomingly. It means it don't act up. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. See, love is always looking for a way to be a blessing to somebody else. Love always puts self on the back burner. Amen. The strength of sin is selfishness, which leads to pride. Self-preservation is the law of sin. When you start walking in love, you'll begin to be a blessing to other people. And you won't think about number one. You know, the way of the world is, take care of number one. Me. Take care of me first. Amen. But if Jesus had that attitude, he would have never went to the cross. See, he had us on his heart. He thought about what was best for us, not what was best for himself. And we have to grow in these things. Amen. You might not be there today, but that's what we need to be working on. These are the things we need to be growing in. If these things are not at work in you, then that tells you you got work to do. Don't just say, the Lord know how I am. The Lord knew I was like this before he saved me. All right, what you're telling the Lord is I ain't changing. You accept me as I am, and that's it. You either take me like I am or don't take me. Well, that kind of attitude don't receive from God at all, and he don't appreciate it. Because when you surrendered to him and made him the Lord of your life, you basically surrendered your will. To where it's not my will now, it's his will. Right? So don't use that. The Lord know how I am, baby. You know how I am. No, we're supposed to be changing. We're supposed to be growing. You shouldn't be the same way as you was the day you got saved. If you've been saved 10 years, there ought to be some improvement. Everybody say improve. There ought to be some improvement. Right? You shouldn't be the same way he found you. If you the same as day he found you, then you ain't let him do nothing in your life. You might not even be saved. I ain't saying you're not, but you might not be. If you've been saved 10 years and somebody can still walk up to you and just brush up to you and you ready to fight and pull your shoes off, take your coat off, and there ain't no improvement in your temper. Well, I was hot-tempered when I got saved. You still hot-tempered? Are you growing? We're supposed to grow in love. Amen? We're supposed to grow. Fruit grows. Right? You got to increase. You got to be more fruitful. That means stuff that used to tick you off ain't supposed to be able to tick you off now. Right? There's some buttons that Satan used to be able to push that ought to be disconnected by now. Satan, you can hit that button all you want. You ain't get no response out of me because I done learned. I done learned some sense. Holy Ghost done taught me some things about how to deal with situations. And when you've overcome in one area, when that area rise up again, say you overcome the devil in one area and he stick his head up again, you already know how to whoop him. He ain't gained no spiritual strength. The devil has no way to increase his spiritual strength. He is who he is. But you can increase your spiritual strength. The anointing in your life can increase. You can get stronger in love. You can get stronger in joy. You can have more peace working in your life. You can have more grace working than you had yesterday. Right? You can constantly be changing and going from one degree of glory to another in the Lord. Amen. And increasing in your faith, be able to believe God and trust God for things that you couldn't do 5 years ago. Amen. Your faith ought to be growing and increasing. Your love ought to be growing and increasing. Our love for each other shouldn't be diminishing as we go longer together. I mean, that's what happened in a lot of churches, that people been together so long, they can't stand one another. I sat on my side, you sat on your side. Church all got all kind of factions in it, little groups that don't like each other. That ain't the love of God. Amen. If we're walking in love with each other, then my love for you ought to be increasing. Because if I'm praying for you, then I ain't going to criticize you. We have to learn how to work with one another and respect each other's strengths. Amen. And then and help to build up weaknesses. Ain't nobody got the whole package. Everybody say, I don't have the whole package. Not even Pastor got the whole package. You understand? I have weaknesses and shortcomings just like you. Amen? So if you see one of my weaknesses, it may be a glaring weakness, then you pray over that. Don't talk about me. I ain't going to talk about you. We're supposed to love each other. Walk in love, amen? Amen. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Any of y'all touchy? Got to walk on eggshells around you? Because you might blow up? Child, you got to watch what you say around them. They so touchy. They get offended so easy. You know, they get their feelings hurt. They wear their feelings on their shoulder. You can't say nothing to them without them looking at you funny. Love is a major, not a minor. Look at your neighbor and say, love is a major, not a minor. See, if you don't get this one down, then the other ones are not going to fall by the wayside. Say, I'm walking in love. Say, I'm going to be strong in love. I'm increasing in the love of God. All right, look at this right here. It takes no account of an evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now, when you're really walking in love, when people do stuff to you, you don't go broadcast it. Child, let me tell you what so-and-so did to me, how they wronged me. They know they wrong. Oh, child, let me just tell you. And then you're counting up. That's the third time they done did me that way. Some people, baby, you got to feed them with a long-handled spoon. You know you ain't got no long-handled spoon. They all the same size. We come up with all these sayings. You ain't got no long-handled spoon. I know that's a figure of speech. Love is never envious or boil over with jealousy. No, it's never envious. Never boils over with jealousy. If any envy rise up in you or jealousy when you see somebody else blessed, then you need to check that. You don't just go on with those feelings and protect them and hide them. Say, I'm going to hide this, but I can't stand them. Look at them, always thinking that they better than everybody else. You know how sometimes we don't want to admit? Sometimes you got to say, Lord, I feel jealousy in my heart. I feel a little envy there. Lord, I don't want that in me. Forgive me. Lord, take this out of me. And then you begin to pray for that person. Pray for God's will to be done in their life. That'll remove the envy right out of you. And you make a decision. I'm going to speak well of them. When they are blessed, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. I'm going to pray for God to bless them more than me. Oh, I know some people have trouble with that. Now, the Lord bless them, but not more than me. I can't stand to sin with more than me. All right, there's the envy and come right back again. So, you can't let strife rule your heart. You can't get in competition. You can't let contention come in. You got to keep yourself free of contention with other people. If you have contention in your heart towards somebody, you need to find out why. Is it you or is it them? But I would check myself first. Maybe there's something wrong with you, something wrong in your thinking. Y'all remember I told you I had a friend that he was a few years older than me, but we both loved the Lord and trying to do what's right. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling tension in the relationship. And I didn't know what it was, so I went to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, if I did something to him, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And you know, I searched my heart. I couldn't find anything. I hadn't said nothing out of the way with him. I didn't have a bad attitude toward him. I wasn't jealous of him. You know, I checked my heart for all of those things, and everything was okay. So I said, Lord, what I do now? He said, go to him. Go to your brother. Ask him if you offended him. Now, the Lord knows whether I offended him or not, but he was doing it for me. That was part of my growth process, of me growing up. So God asks you to do things that cause you to grow. So he said, go to your brother and ask him. So I called him one day after church, and I say, brother, you know, every time I get around you, I feel this tension on the inside. I don't know what it is, but I just want you to know that if I done something to you, I'm sorry. If I said something out of the way with you, I'm sorry. Because, man, I really love you, and I appreciate you. And if I've done anything to hurt you in any way, I'm sorry. Just forgive me right now if I done anything to you. And when I did that, you know what he did? He wiped his forehead. Sweat popped out on his head. He said, phew. He said, man. He said, I've been feeling the same thing. I've been feeling this tension when I get around you. Have I done anything to you? I said, no, you ain't did nothing to me. Did I say anything wrong to you? I said, no. And I say, you know what? I ain't done nothing to you. You ain't done nothing to me. It can't be but one other person that done created this contention between us, and it's got to be the devil. I said, let's take authority over that right now and bind that spirit of strife and contention. I said, the devil don't want us fellowshipping together, so he tried to build a wedge and put a wall between us because he don't want us fellowshipping. And we took authority right there, and we prayed for each other. And I said, now, look, if I ever step out of line with you in any way, tell me. He said, you got the same freedom with me. I said, okay, we good. We shook hands, hugged each other, and said, glory to God. And the joy of the Lord came. And my